Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Still, there are 300 miles of our coast that continue to be oiled. We still have tar balls, oil mats that are resurfacing areas like Bay Jimmy and other areas that need to be cleaned. We continue to push BP and the Coast Guard to monitor those areas out there.
There's Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana commenting on the state of the Gulf. It's the one-year anniversary of that BP oil spill, you know, and we'll spend some time in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show from CNN. Randy Kaye and Brianna Keeler talking about how things stand in the Gulf a year later and if anything's been done to prevent this sort of thing from happening again.
A year after the devastating oil spill in the Gulf, the Interior Department and the oil industry itself are taking the lead in putting new safety and preparedness standards in place. But what, if anything, has Congress done to keep this from happening again? Our congressional correspondent, Brianna Keeler, has a look.
We're estimating 1,000 barrels per day.
5,000 barrels a day.
12,000 to 19,000 barrels per day.
40 and 50,000 barrels a day.
As oil spill estimates ballooned, so did Americans' concerns. May 20th, 1 month after the disaster began.
With this new video, which you see there on the right, CNN started showing live pictures of the oil gushing into the Gulf.
BP had finally answered Democrats' demands to show the public what they were seeing. And Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey put the so-called spill cam online.
You put this on your committee website.
That's right.
The website crashed, didn't it? So many people were looking at it.
This was like an overnight sensation. There ultimately were hundreds of thousands, millions of people who became obsessed with, fascinated by what they were seeing.
Now, 1 year later, what about making sure this never happens again?
What has Congress done?
Congress has not passed any legislation yet to respond to the lessons which we have learned from that spill.
Markey blames Republican senators who opposed a bill the House passed last Congress.
It's not just Republicans, it's also Democrats who are running counter to what you say needs to be done.
Well, again, we had a majority of the votes in the Senate, but you need more than 51 in the Senate. You need 60.
But you didn't even have
Senate.
All Democrats.
No, we didn't have all Democrats, but it's a very small minority of Democrats, plus just about every Republican, just to get the mix correct.
And Markey lost another battle in February when the Obama administration once again allowed deepwater drilling with the support of Republicans and some Gulf State Democrats who argued that drilling means jobs.
What do you say to the president?
It's important for the Obama administration to go only so far and not to be pushed into a situation where they once again are invoking the law of unintended consequences.
To play devil's advocate, that's pretty soft language for someone who looked at BP executives and demanded they apologize for lying. I mean, isn't that being soft on the administration?
No, I am saying that they have to be very careful.
And Brianna joins me now from Washington. Brianna, no new safety laws or legal requirements for how oil companies must respond to a disaster. Begs the question, why the lack of action in Congress?
Randy, it's the economy, really, that has been so much of a bigger priority here. In fact, that bill that went through the last Congress, through the House of Representatives at least, but didn't go through the Senate, it was because the Senate was busy with extending those Bush-era tax cuts. That was a bill that would have, among other things, increased the liability levels for oil companies that are responsible for spills. Now, to be clear, we should say there are some new regulations for safety and preparedness, but that is coming from the Department of the Interior and also from the industry itself, not from Congress, Randy.
But Congress is moving legislation to increase drilling.
That's right. The House of Representatives, which is now Republican controlled, here very recently just moved a few bills through committee that would expedite the permitting process and also open new offshore areas for drilling. Republicans and also a few Democrats, they say they're striking a balance here between the demand for oil, and we know it's there, $4 a gallon gas, and safety. But you have some Democrats like Ed Markey who are saying Congress is behaving as if this spill never happened.
Coming up, we're going to hear from an oceanographer about what he thinks the damage has been in the Gulf and what, if anything, is being done about changing the reality there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the fire just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Earth Day inspires people to conserve and appreciate our natural environments. As the sole corporate sponsor of the first Earth Day held over 40 years ago, the maker of Arm & Hammer continues to provide an easy switch for people looking to start somewhere simple. This year, as we celebrate, try a few easy and down-to-earth solutions at home.
This Earth Day, think about easy changes you can make, like using natural products you already have at home. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda gives you a natural, effective, and gentle solution for many home cleaning needs for just $1 a box. Use it for everything from cleaning microwave messes and freshening laundry to washing stainless steel surfaces without scratching. By using this one box, you'll avoid using harsh chemicals and save yourself money.
For over 160 years, Arm & Hammer has been one of America's most trusted and environmentally aware brands. For more information, visit www.armandhammer.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, continuing our conversation about the one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill in the Gulf. Piers Morgan talked to filmmaker Michael DeGruy about the damage that he has seen in the Gulf.
Michael, you went underwater. You filmed the effects of the oil spill. What was your main finding?
Well, there were a lot of findings, actually. One of the ones that you were referring to was I joined a National Science Foundation trip, Dr. Chuck Fisher at Penn State University, and off we went in the Woods Hole vessel Atlantis. And we took the Alvin down 5,000 feet, as close as we could get to the wellhead, but there was a limit that was put on us. We couldn't get closer than 2 miles. And what we were finding are communities of deep water corals, which are hundreds of years old, all at once stressed and dying. And that is an incredibly unusual situation. I've done many dives down in submarines in the Gulf of Mexico as well as scuba dives, and I have never seen anything like that, nor had any of the scientists.
I mean, we're being led to believe that, you know, it's all recovering very well and there'll be no real long-term damage for the region, et cetera, et cetera. This is clearly a commercial interest at play here. From an environmental point of view, from what you've seen, do you think that's a load of nonsense? Do you think that the damage is pretty real and pretty widespread?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I went to the Gulf in June and July when the oil was still gushing. I went again in December, and I followed up all of January. I did a lot of diving in the Gulf. I talked to a lot of people, a lot of fishermen, seafood vendors, a lot of scientists, big groups of people that were experts in these areas, and I talked to them about what was happening. I asked very simple questions. What was it like before? What is it like now? What do you think it'll be like in about 3 years? And it was interesting. Science is sluggish. You know, the scientists like to get all of their data together and write their papers up, send it out for peer review. Then maybe a year later or 2 years or 3 years later, they'll release the data. So from a scientific point of view, that's a difficult question to answer. I can tell you from my personal experience and what I saw while I was in the Gulf, I in no way feel that it's over. I saw a lot of damage, especially in Louisiana to the coastal areas. I was diving in the Gulf in June, and underneath the oil, it was incredible to see. And then the dispersed oil, which is a whole other story, the dispersant. When you get into the dispersed oil and you see what was once floating in thick layers on the surface is now dispersed all the way through the water column, and it would just stick to everything, and little animals were sticking to the mucousy strands that were in the water. Never have I seen this before. You can't help but wonder, is this really okay? Did we dodge a bullet? I don't think so. I think that we will find that there are animals, groups of animals, maybe in the plankton, maybe in the sargassum, maybe in the eelgrass beds in the shorelines or the marshes, where all of these little juvenile creatures need to grow up, turn into larger animals, and move out into the Gulf. I suspect that over time, we will find issues. And if you look at Alaska, that's exactly what happened. It was 3 years before the herring crashed in Alaska. So I think, you know, I would like to believe that everything is going to be fine, but I don't.
Joan Hamburg, radio host in New York, talking to Ryan Lambert now. He runs a charter boat business on the Louisiana coast, about how the oil spill has affected his business and if there's been any improvement.
You, like so many of your family, friends, and neighbors, saw firsthand how this horrific spill impacted your life, your business. Here we are a year later. Is it almost back to normal?
No, ma'am. It won't be back to normal for quite some time. Just, you know, a lot of it's due to perception, and a lot of, you know, 75% of people still don't want to eat the seafood. And if they don't want to eat the seafood, they're sure not going to drive down here for me to take them to catch them. Mm. I think it'll be at least 5 years before we recover, you know, in the charter boat industry.
Well, right. Explain, if you will, Ryan, what your business is about. You own something called Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge. So fisher people come and stay with you, and you take them out. What is the story?
Yeah, it's the top 5 lodges in North America. It's all-inclusive where people come in, and we house them and feed them. We take them fishing inshore for speckled trout and redfish. And in wintertime, we take them duck hunting. And you know, they come in and can relax and entertain their guests and have a great time.
And it sounds great. So has the government assured all of you who are in this business that the fish are now safe, or there has been no reassurance?
Well, the process is going to go on for years before, you know, they're testing the muscle tissue of the fish, and they assure that that is safe right now. But to see the long-term health of the fishery, it's going to take years to determine what's really happened.
Right, and to make people feel secure in it. But I'm curious, like many people, you have and had a very viable business. Has BP done what they said they were doing, paying the community for what their business is worth and what they lost?
No, ma'am. It's far from the case. As a matter of fact, no businesses and not one charter operator that I know of has been made whole. In fact, there's no communication. It's a dismal effort.
Wow. Do you guys have a lawyer?
Everybody is having to get a lawyer today and yesterday. Everybody had to jump on board because the statute of limitations is running out on some of it. So, you know, everybody's having to do it because there's no communication from Mr. Feinberg in his office except the talking points on the news.
Wow. And what's the cleanup like?
The cleanup is ongoing. You know, it's a funny thing how it happened. The currents took it all to the same places. So we still have about 60 miles of shoreline that they're still working on cleaning. And, you know, there's some stuff still coming there because the currents keep pushing it in the same spot. And for the most part, you know, we didn't see tons of oil like the Valdez because they used dispersants on it and sunk a lot of it. And we'll see tar balls coming up for probably the rest of my life.
Coming up, we'll head back to the Gulf for more on the situation there a year after the BP oil spill. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what the talk radio world, talk television, is focused on. And that includes the one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill. Jeff Corwin from MSNBC went out into the Gulf with a shrimp boat, one of the first ones of the season, to see what impact the oil spill may have on that industry there.
Louisiana shrimp season has just opened, and these are some of the first fishing nets to troll these waters. Now, the fishing community here is incredibly anxious about any potential impact that the oil spill has had on this resource that they so very much depend upon. The great mystery is, did the shrimp survive? And in a few minutes, we're going to find out when they pull up this net.
With most Gulf Coast fishing waters shut down, Lance Nacio spent last year using his boat to help clean up the oil spill. His first shrimp harvest since the devastating disaster is turning out much better than he anticipated.
How does it look?
Looks actually pretty good, Jeff. Normally this time of the year it's a little slower, a little smaller shrimp, but the harvest looks really good so far.
The state of Louisiana is making sure the seafood harvested in its coastal waters not only looks good, but that it's also safe to eat.
We're in Moss Bay off the coast of Louisiana. We're at the first anniversary of that devastating oil spill. There's a lot of controversy right now on the overall quality of Louisiana seafoods. Well, we've come to the source. We're with a team of biologists with the Department of Louisiana Fisheries and Wildlife. And we're actually going to assess the overall quality of these crabs.
These crabs are eventually set on ice and wrapped in aluminum foil. The next destination is a Louisiana health lab for testing.
We're now in the state lab where our crab sample that we collected in the waters of the Gulf will eventually be processed. But in the meantime, I'm with Catherine, and she's about to process a sample of oysters.
This is ground zero for seafood testing in Louisiana. Here, oysters are shucked, fish are filleted, and the crabs we help collect from the Gulf waters are ground in a blender. And eventually, those seafood tissues are analyzed by state-of-the-art computers.
I think it's important to let everybody know that the seafood is safe and that it's edible.
So far, every seafood sample tested in Louisiana, more than 1,200 in all, including the crabs we helped catch, have come back with a clean bill of health.
What have you learned so far?
We've learned that our seafood is safe.
I think some of the greatest challenges is perception. People, think that our seafood is tainted in oil, but in fact, our seafood is the, probably probably the safest seafood there is to eat.
Perhaps this bountiful harvest of shrimp taken from these waters today indicate that there is still a chance for this incredibly important ecosystem to survive into the future. The great question is, will there be a long-term impact from the devastating oil spill that happened in these very waters just a year ago?
Talkos Preston Scott here with the news that Cuba is going to be drilling for oil some 70 miles off the coast of Florida.
Cuba is about to drill. And the irony of it all is, they will drill as close to 70-some-odd miles away from Florida's coast. But we can't. And the irony of that is just as aggravating as anything can be. Has your opinion of drilling off Florida's coast changed? I mean, gas prices are just skyrocketing. They're going to continue to go up. Do they peak out at $4.20, $4.25, $4.30 a gallon? I don't know. The over-under, I gave it as Memorial Day weekend. That's when $4 will hit. That's the mark I put in the sand that weekend. And we ask that question every now and then. We asked it around the BP disaster, and a lot of you changed your vote. You were pro-drilling until that happened. It was silly of you to change your mind, but you did. Reactionary, some of you are. Got to stay the course, my friends. You've got to do what's right. And I will tell you once again that the mere mention of drilling and any policy decision that would move in that direction would relieve gas prices immediately. Yes, I know it takes years for oil to actually be produced from a well. I get that. Years before it finds its way to the pump. But the mere decision to take our own energy and use it. First of all, we can completely be self-sufficient for a long time. In fact, what a lot of people are just stunned to learn is that we have more oil resources available to us than Saudi Arabia.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus from the oil and the countdown to what you're paying for petroleum at the pump on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Reese's Miniatures for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. You're welcome back here on our Talk Radio Review. The price of gasoline, the focus now. Most of us are finding prices teetering around the $4 mark. Why in the name of God are we putting up with this is the question a lot of people are asking. Allison Camerata on Fox talks to Steve Moore from the Wall Street Journal about methanol, a possible alternative that's much cheaper.
The national average price per gallon is at $3.84. That is up 29 cents in just 1 month. And folks in several states are already paying more than $4 a gallon. But could there be a simple solution? Could methanol, with an M, be the alternative fuel source that we've been looking for? It's cheap, clean, easily made from the resources we have in this country. Supporters say it would limit U.S. dependency on foreign oil. It sounds like a wonder fuel, Stephen. I mean, just to tick it off again, it's much cheaper than gas. They say it would be about $1.20 per gallon. It's safer to handle. It has lower exhaust emissions. It's more abundant.
Why haven't and we make it here. We don't have to get it from Saudi Arabia or Venezuela.
Why haven't we heard more about it?
Well, it is a boutique fuel, and a couple of years ago, it wouldn't have been economical. But as you just said, with gasoline pushing $4 a gallon, and in some states, near $4.50, I just came from California, now these things are becoming economical. The problem for methanol is really that you can't go to a service station right now and get methanol in your car, and a lot of cars aren't retrofitted for it. So my feeling is, as if gasoline stays high at this $4 to $4.50 range, you're going to see fuels like methanol become economical. But you'd have to buy this would be for new cars to be retrofitted with an ability to put the methanol in your tank.
Okay, well, as I understand it, these flex fuel vehicles, as they're called, can be made for just $100 extra per car. Isn't that cost worth breaking our dependency on foreign fuel?
Okay, but see, here's my problem with what the industry is saying. What they want to do is require the auto industry to build flex fuel cars.
Okay.
I'm not in favor of that. I don't think the government should force consumers or car companies to make. If it's an economical fuel and if it can be cheaper than gasoline, then people should have the choice of buying a car that has fuel flexibility or not. And that's all I have to say. By the way, can I just say one other thing?
Yeah.
There's another big alternative to methanol,
which is
natural gas. We're like the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. We have so much natural gas in the western states.
Then why aren't we using that?
Well, that's a good question. Now, that too, you're going to need, you would need cars, special cars that take natural gas as opposed to gasoline. You'd have to have service stations that pump natural gas into your car.
Okay, but I mean, what I hear you saying, aren't these jobs programs?
Yeah, they
wouldn't
are.
Wouldn't these be helpful to the economy to have people suddenly retrofitting our cars, building new service stations?
Well, I think natural gas is a great fuel because we have it here. We don't have to import it from Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. The problem is now that a lot of the environmentalists are against natural gas because they say, getting out of the ground pollutes the drinking water and so on.
Okay, well, that brings you back to methanol because they say that that's cleaner, it is more environmentally friendly, lower exhaust emissions. So if our only problem is that our cars aren't retrofitted and for $100 we can do it, why not start doing it?
Well, the only hesitation I have, I agree with almost everything you say, but when I hear methanol, sometimes I think ethanol.
Right.
And we have pumped so many tax dollars into ethanol that it's not been a very efficient fuel. So let me just conclude by saying this. If methanol can be made in an economical way to compete with these other fuels, I'm all for it. What I say is get rid of all the government subsidies, let the best fuel win, and hopefully it's going to be a fuel. The one thing I really agree with you on, let's make sure it's a domestic fuel that we can produce here so we're not sending all this money abroad.
Talk host E.J. Becker here with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the role of speculators in the price.
Gas prices continue to go up. There's a speculative bubble is what everybody says. That's why gas prices are being driven higher. How long do we think that bubble's going to last? What are your economists telling you? Where's the relief in sight for the American people?
Well, that's part of why gas prices are being driven higher. There's some speculation in the system. But, an awful lot of people now use gas that didn't use gas 20 years ago in the world. We used to have, if you were an American, you used to have a much better than average shot at the T-bone steak or the gallon of gas because not many people in India or China or Brazil were competing for us with those products. So there is a world demand for these products, food and fuel both, that is far in excess of anything that we have ever seen before. We need to get focused on more American energy of all kinds, and that includes the traditional fuels as well as looking for whatever we need in new fuels. But more American energy means more American jobs. I don't know how many times we have to learn this lesson. It seems to me that on energy and gas particularly, oil and gas particularly, we are Charlie Brown and the Charlie Brown and the football story. And the people holding the football don't like us all that well. And we get lulled into thinking, well, it's $2.50, $3 gas. We can live with that. And then suddenly you're looking at $4 gas again, and that has dramatic impact on the economy. It had less impact on the economy if Americans were producing our energy instead of getting so much of our energy from other places.
Coming up, the media storm continues to grow around the Donald. It's still a month until he announces when he might announce anything, so he's going to make an announcement on when he might announce.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev,
tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Donald Trump and the media circus that's either following him or he may be instigating all of this. Chuck Barnwell, a radio person, talked about the explosive interview that Donald did with George Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos, who had the day before done a lay-down interview with the president, in which he said, "What do you think about these fantasies that people are putting out about your birth?" Real tough questions. But he had the Donald on yesterday, and it was an amazing interview, a fight. and let's try to play it right now, if we could. The amazing interview between Donald Trump and George Stephanopoulos on the birth of question.
You're a flawed messenger for the party. Karl Rove, again over the weekend, saying you're a joke candidate if you continue to raise questions about President Obama's citizenship.
There's a real question about the birth certificate. There's a real question about his own citizenship.
There is no question. He's got a certificate of live birth that is recognized by the state
government. I know exactly what you're getting at.
The facts.
For some reason, no, they're not the facts. He doesn't have a birth certificate, or he hasn't provided. He's given a certificate of live birth. It's a much different
instrument. Certificate of live birth meets the standard of
not
the State Department
the same.
For any one citizen.
George.
There were contemporaneous reports in two
George,
Hawaiian
they have co-opted you.
Given as, no, those are the facts,
George,
sir.
They've co-opted
Who's
you.
Who's they?
It's not obviously Obama and his minions. They have co-opted you. A certificate of live birth is not the same thing by any stretch of the imagination.
It is what the State Department recognizes as the standard of
George, it's so simple.
One, two,
let
Honolulu
him, George,
newspapers.
Let him show the birth certificate. And by the way, this is not a big focus of my campaign.
You don't believe it's
my big focus
the
is China and OPEC and all of these countries that are just absolutely destroying the United States.
But Mr. Trump,
this
you
is
say,
not
you
a big
say
focus.
It's not a big focus of yours as long as you continue to raise questions.
You make it a big focus. Let's see what happens.
But, you're the
but a certificate of live birth and a birth certificate are very
you
different.
You said you sent investigators to Hawaii, and you said, quote, they cannot believe what they're finding.
We're
going to
see what happens.
What
George?
Have they found?
Well, it's none of your business right now. We're going to see what happens.
Have they found anything?
We're going to see what happens.
What have they done?
We are going to see what happens.
When?
George, next question, George.
You refuse to accept that the president was born in the United States.
I hope he was. I'm not looking. If I should run, and if I decide to go, and I end up getting the nomination, I don't want to use this as an issue. I'm not just like a normal guy that says, gee, I'm going to run for president. I was a governor. I was a senator. I'm going to run for president. I give up a lot if I run. A thing like that, I also give up a lot of my free private life. I have a great company. I've done a great job, which if I run, you'll see what a great job, because I'll do a full disclosure of finances.
Including
your
tax returns?
We'll look at that. Maybe I'm going to do the tax returns when Obama does his birth certificate.
The interview with George Stephanopoulos, in which he argues as if he is an advocate for President Obama, demanding that, the certification, it's actually the certification of live birth, is the equivalent of a hospital long-form birth certificate.
Talk host Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg here, openly discussing the attacks on Trump.
NBC Nightly News is covering Donald Trump, and this might be what? The beginning of what? The attacks on Mr. Trump?
Sure. He's a contemporary P.T. Barnum. I don't think I exaggerate any more than anybody else. And it's interesting. It then becomes successful, and everybody says, oh, what a great salesman he is. He's the greatest salesman on earth. Excuse me. Don't I have to build it? Don't I have to get the zoning? Don't I have to get the financing? Don't I have to do all these things? Trump, $1 million a year. Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paying $1 million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
That's the Donald in action. He's talking about when he licenses his name, I guess. So he creates the bravado. He's basically admitting there that he's in the bravado business.
Well, in part, is Trump, casino down there in Atlantic City a license deal? Where I mean, the licensing deal is maybe on a Trump Towers in Miami or a Trump Towers and something.
Some operator comes to him, says, yeah, "We'll give you $20 million if you let us use your name."
Donald Trump left us high and dry.
Elaine Lucadano says she lost her $45,000 investment.
The dream turned into a nightmare for us, unfortunately. The building was never built. Mr. Trump took off on us when times got tough.
I think that's appropriate criticism. Again, it was a licensed deal. It wasn't his project. He rented out his name so it could be a Trump project and thus automatically have people calling to see if they could be in it.
Yeah.
And it went bad. But you would like to see a businessman in those cases using his leverage to go back and force the people he's associated with to make good for the people who got screwed out of their building. The building never went up.
Yeah. No, you'd like to think so. But, I don't want to pick on Donald Trump.
But it's just the timing of this type of piece. I mean, that's a news story in and of itself if that happened. Now they wait until... Now they have to go find her because he might be challenging their messiah?
Well, the issue, Cooks, is this. There are so many bankruptcies in America today. And, again, I'm not saying
there's only one Donald Trump in America.
If the president of, let's say, United Airlines, I think United has done it a couple of times, or a couple of the other airlines have gone into bankruptcy and come out, and basically what happens is the creditors get a haircut, a big haircut. So, like this lady, she said, oh, we lost our $45,000 investment. That's a lot of money to most people. They take a bad haircut. If the president of United Airlines started to say, I'm going to be a candidate for president of the United States, those type of stories emerge about the haircuts that creditors got. If he just stays as some exec who's had some ups and downs, who cares? There are a million of these stories out there. It becomes an issue for Trump because he's starting to emerge on a political stage.
Talk host Vicki McKenna doesn't understand why everybody is paying so much attention to Mr. Trump.
What's going on with Donald Trump? Can you guys explain this to me? Because I've been neck deep in Wisconsin stuff. And so I just woke up one morning and suddenly, like, the same way everybody was paying attention to Charlie Sheen, everybody's paying attention to, I can't even speak today, to Donald Trump. What is going on with Donald Trump? Please explain this to me. For those of you who have been watching this and are kind of Trumpites out there, I'd love to hear from you telling me what the heck. Is this, I mean, are you serious about this? And if you are a Tea Party person and a fan of Trump, Lord knows, I got to hear why. I really need an explanation of this. He's not a Tea Party candidate. At least not the Donald Trump I know. The Donald Trump I know about is the Donald Trump that ripped George W. Bush up and down every news media person who would stick a microphone in his face. Donald Trump took the opportunity to accuse George W. Bush of lying to get us into war in Iraq, lying about 9/11, called George W. Bush evil on two occasions, and said on a number of occasions, too many to count, that George W. Bush was the worst president in the history of presidents. Okay? Now, he says Barack Obama is the worst president in the history of presidents and says he's worse than Jimmy Carter was. Anybody who can be that inconsistent in the way they view the reality around them He's not qualified to be a candidate for anything. He's a clown.
Up next, we're going to shift the focus to the latest from Libya. That's being discussed this week, and it's on the countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thanks for coming back. It's Doug Steffen here talking about talk radio. Talk television includes Libya. From Fox, Jenna Lee here with correspondent Connor Powell about the news that Gaddafi has started using the Libyan people as human shields.
The head of NATO's military ops says Muammar Gaddafi is using his own people as human shields in order to protect his military against airstrikes. That's happening right now, according to this source. In the meantime, the rebels are facing heavy fire as they wait for NATO to step up attacks and help break a military stalemate. Connor Powell is streaming live in Benghazi, Libya, with more. Connor?
Well, Jenna, French officials are pushing NATO to increase both the number and the intensity of attacks here in Libya. And they want to not just hit the military equipment that the pro-Qaddafi forces are using, but also start to hit command and control centers, places like headquarters where there are generals would be, possibly also pro-Qaddafi facilities and things like that in Tripoli. So it would be changing sort of the dynamics of the airstrikes here. As a result, Qaddafi and his supporters have begun to rally around the military here in the western part of Libya, in the pro-Qaddafi part of Libya. There are supporters who are staging sit-ins. Libyan state TV has video of pro-Qaddafi supporters sitting in military and communication headquarters, waving flags and basically chanting support for Qaddafi. Now, this comes as both the French and Italy have joined the British in announcing they are going to send troops here. The French are sending troops just like the British are in terms of advisory and support capacity to help organize the Libyan opposition forces here in Benghazi and other places. The Italians have said they are going to send fighters here, military advisors, to help train the actual Libyan fighters here. This is all done to support the UN mandate that protecting civilians that is key to the international effort here in Libya, but does change the dynamics here. For the first time, there will be international troops on the ground here in Libya, which is a change in the way that the international community is dealing Muammar Gaddafi, both starting to strike at any control centers and also putting foreign troops on the ground here in Libya.
TACO's Bill Carroll focusing on the cost of staying in Libya, how much longer we can continue to be there.
Libya war costs $4 million a day, according to the U.S. Air Force. $4 million a day. And it's like it's not even happening. Forget about the human death toll, the human toll for a minute, which you can't. And it's the key thing, and I'm going to get into that. But you don't drop $4 million a day and then say we're not at war, it's NATO's war. $4 million every day. Meantime, NATO is saying publicly, without U.S. support, without increased U.S. support, this war that's cost a total of $550 million so far, this war can't be won. The stalemate will remain. NATO's in trouble. As a matter of fact, right now, as we speak, the rebel-held city of Misrata is being shelled by Gaddafi's forces, and NATO admits there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do to stop it. You know what they're figuring out now? I mean, this is just beyond strange. They're saying, you know, it's really hard to stop shelling without ground forces.
British officials are saying they're going to send some military officers to advise the rebels. I don't know if that'll help them, but that's their plan.
Yeah, and when every other country is trying to do what it can, because the United States led NATO into the war and then is pulled back and is no longer assisting in any meaningful way. But we're still there. I mean, we're still involved. It's still costing taxpayers money. But Obama wants to make it seem like, yeah, this is nothing to do with us. Now, this is in NATO's hands. But NATO's saying, hey, come on, you got us into this situation. You got to help. There is a complete stalemate on the battlefield now. And stalemate actually kind of sounds like, well, you've got the two sides saying, well, nothing I can do. Nothing. No, we're nothing to see here. And they're not. But they're still shooting at each other. And primarily because the rebels are outgunned, it's mostly Gaddafi's forces shooting at rebels and innocent civilians where they're dying. Misrata is Libya's third largest city. It's been under siege now for 2 months. Saw it described one night on a newscast, but way down in the newscast, as it looked like a medieval siege that's going on there. I mean, this thing it's primitive, what's going on. And nothing is changing because NATO cannot get help from the United States. United Nations Humanitarian Agency has been kind of cool to the idea of a European Union deploying armed forces to try to escort humanitarian aid there. So you got British advisors, but they're not going to be shooting back. No chance of getting escorts in for humanitarian aid. And so it just sits there. And, you know, if you are one of these rebels, you've actually been encouraged by Hillary Clinton and the president to fight back, and then you're let down. You're disappointed one more time. You just left to fend for yourself. It's appalling. I mean, it's immoral what's happening there.
Check out all of the items that are on the countdown every day by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show at DougStephan.com and following us on Facebook as well.